Hello, everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board Teleconference of Sunday, December 20th, 2009. It's now 5.07 p.m., 8.07 p.m. Eastern Time, 5.07 p.m. on the West Coast. And first thing is we'll have Richard Uzel, our secretary, call the roll.
Okay, Sherry Gindelman?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Joe Wenzala?
Here.
Greg Darren?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford? Leslie? I think she's there. Leslie? Can't hear you. Rico Ross? George Ryder?
Here.
You've been shoveling snow today, George?
No snow up here.
No. Sandra Rollins?
Here.
Wendy Srell? Susan Young? Susan Young? Nina Bediako?
Present.
Kathy Davis?
Here.
Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Jim Brown?
Here.
A.C. Bird? A.C. Bird? Can't hear you, A.C. Luzette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards? Billy Ray Edwards?
That's unusual.
David Beaton? David Beaton? Okay, I got Rico Ross. Wendy Srell?
Here.
Susan Young? Madam Chair, you have a quorum. A.C. Bird, you there, A.C.? You have a quorum.
Okay, what about Leslie? Leslie, are you here?
She said she was.
Maybe no, she didn't. She was here earlier, but I think we lost her.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll be back on. Okay. Sean, are you willing to be our timekeeper tonight?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, great. Agenda approval is the next thing. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Grace, when did you send out the agenda? I'm going to dig it up here.
I just sent it out again.
Okay, I'll dig it up. Thank you.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, this is Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, I would like to clarify, put on the agenda, clarifying the status of Najee Ali at KPFA. Earlier on, I had sent an email, or there was an email discussion about the LSB meetings, plural, at KPFA. In the interim, there was an email from the outgoing chair requesting the PNB to wait for the LSB to try to resolve the issue. There was a meeting an informal meeting between Dan Siegel, Andrea Turner, Con Hallinan, Father Fritz, and Andrea
Fritz. A point of order, are we discussing the item or are we adding it to the agenda? What are we doing?
He's asking to remove it.
Okay, we're trying to figure out what the agenda item is.
So I'll cut to the chase. So we were able to come to agreement on a broad number of points, which we do not need to bring to the PNB. But I think the main question of Najee Ali's status, I think, might be useful to get that clarified, because that was the only point around which there was still some contention. So I'd like to have that as an item on the agenda.
Okay, and where would you like to place it? How much time would you like to give it?
No.
Hello?
Joe, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the agenda in front of me, so yeah, I might need some help. As early as in the agenda as is possible, I don't know what the items, but can it come before the first item after the first before committee, before the committee reports, if it could be the first item at that point? I don't have the agenda in front of me.
Okay, so I see.
Hillary, on the call.
Okay, actually, we have an item on the agenda now. We can put it in that item, and that's status of local station board, new member transitions, elections of officers, and any action needed to ensure that the LSPs function per our bylaws. So I'll put under that, clarify the status of Najee Ali, okay?
Thanks.
So that'll be just before the committee. That was actually on the agenda just before the committee and working groups reports and motions. All right. Now, is there a second for that?
Madam Chair?
Actually,
Leslie is back on the call, by the way. I dropped myself.
Okay, thank
apologies.
You. Please make note of that,
I got her.
Richard.
I got her.
So, actually, this is already on the agenda, that status, but we can just add that wording of specifically about Najee Ali.
Madam Chair, you're effectively moving an item out of new business to the top of the agenda. I think that actually allows for discussion, and I think the board has to vote on it.
Okay, actually, there is an agenda item 8, which goes over these matters. This is just a specific. Okay.
So why can't it stay at number 8?
Pardon me?
Why can't it stay where it's located?
It is staying there. There's no problem. Okay. Any other additions to the agenda or changes?
Point of information.
Yes.
Why is the motion to rescind on the agenda? Shouldn't that be new business?
We decided to put that on the agenda last week in this position on the agenda.
Okay.
Any other adjustments to the agenda? Hearing none, I would hope that someone will make a motion to accept the agenda as amended.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to accepting the amended agenda, slightly amended agenda? Hearing none, we'll go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is minutes.
I don't have any.
Okay, no minutes. Next is acknowledgments. Does anyone have an acknowledgement?
Wendy.
Sherry.
Okay, first Wendy.
Oh, I would like to commend the KPFT LSB for not only meeting, electing their officers, completing their agenda, but for having cake. I can't believe to hear that they had cake at the LSB meeting and everyone got to just stop everything and sit and eat cake.
Okay.
Let them eat cake.
All right. Sherry.
Yes, I want to acknowledge the Brian Edwards Teekert and Brett Hamilton from the KPFA newsroom who were in Copenhagen, have been in Copenhagen for the last 2 weeks, contributing regular reports to the California 6 o'clock news report that is a joint report from KPFA, KFCF, and KPFK. Their reporting has been incredible and excellent, and I just wanted to acknowledge the high quality of work that they've done in the name of Pacifica and in the name of those two stations.
Thank you, Sherry. Anyone
please
else
send me
any?
The. This is Richard. Please send me the spelling of their names and the stations. Thank you.
Yeah, Grace. This is Sean.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I would like to acknowledge our newly seated LSB. We got all of our business conducted, our official business, that is, in under 2 hours, which is a real first for our LSB, and made everybody feel warm and satisfied inside. Thank you.
Okay.
Didn't have cake, though.
We didn't have cake.
We had sandwiches.
But we had sandwiches, okay?
Pancakes.
Rico's on the call.
Okay. Any other acknowledgments? We had chocolate cake with goat cheese.
We're becoming a culinary society here, folks.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I acknowledge? Yes, if everybody is acknowledging everybody else, then I will acknowledge the new LSB at WPFW. I think they've truly turned a new page, and I look forward to great things happening. They made a deliberate effort to bring new and fresh blood to lead the station, and I'm sure we will be proud of them in due course.
Thank you, Lizette. Any other acknowledgments? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next thing on the agenda, which is continuing with the nominations and interviews with affiliates directors. And we're now going to have an interview and Q&A with Ifea. Ifea, why don't you talk to us about why you'd like to be reelected?
Oh, boy. Well, this, of course, is my second term.
Ifea, can you talk any louder?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
This is, of course, my second term, and I'm quite excited by the and moved by the amount that we were able to accomplish as a board in this past year. And I'm anxious to, especially as it relates to affiliates, to continue the progress that's been made in, first of all, the affiliates task force beginning to reconcile, as has the board and the stations, the theory of Pacifica and the practice of Pacifica, and how the relationship between Pacifica and its affiliate partners began to mature to address the short and long-term needs of both, and to realize, more effectively realize, the mission of Pacifica. I think that we're off to a good start, though it's been rocky and it remains rocky at points. But that I think that we have a clearer view of the issues and of the solution. So I'm quite anxious to complete that. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but I can't hear anybody
else. I'm sorry. I muted myself. Thank you, Ifea. Would anyone like to ask Ifea a question?
Yes, yeah. Go ahead, George. Ifea, how do you see the relationship between the affiliates and the network in terms of expanding outreach and developing a larger listenership for all of us? How do you see that relationship developing so we can do that?
I see that the first step in that continuing process, which has been ongoing, with particular intensity over the past 12 months. And the same, and with growing intensity in the coming 12 months, is first of all shoring up and enhancing the structure and process of Pacifica, which I view as the hub, the networks as being the hub of the more than 100 affiliate stations. The first priority, as indicated by responses from affiliates, is the upgrading and development of AudioPort, which is a vehicle that Pacifica developed in its partnership with Radio for All, and that serves and on which a significant percentage of us as affiliates rely. It is also the basis for developing other access to other platforms and the use of other mediums. So by enhancing the existing structure and processes, we began to develop a platform for greater exchange and interchange, and the ultimate proposal towards which affiliates still look, and that's the idea of a national Pacifica satellite station, which would give maximal opportunity for highlighting Pacifica programming and exchanging program and resources between Pacifica and the affiliates.
Thank you. Grace? Are you muted? Am I muted? Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay, good. I guess I'll go ahead. Grace doesn't recognize me, but maybe she's muted. Afia, this is Sean, and I agree with you, man. A satellite would be a wonderful thing all the way around for everybody concerned, but I'd like to know, what is the number one thing that we, Pacifica, can do to better help or strengthen the affiliates?
Well, two things that come to mind.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Is the affirmation and full commitment to the fact that first and foremost, Pacifica is provides content that is the basis of the relationship between Pacifica and affiliates. We as affiliates are attracted to Pacifica because of the programming that is developed by Pacifica Station and the opportunities that we see as for us to develop programming in conjunction with Pacifica partners. So the first thing is for Pacifica doing what Pacifica does best, and that is to provide programming, and I note Sherry's acknowledgement of Brian and the other person that she mentioned who was in Copenhagen, along with Amy Goodman and Democracy Now, and the access that both Democracy Now and FSRN provided to the affiliate station, in terms of content. The second is, as I mentioned a moment ago, is the upgrading of AudioPort on which so many of us rely, and which, as the satellite programming is reevaluated, AudioPort becomes even more important. That's further exacerbated by the FCC requirements, reporting requirements of sound exchange. So those two things One is content, the second is delivery, are that Pacifica can do in order to strengthen the relationship. A third point that comes to mind and is an ongoing call from affiliates, and that is a faster technological support and assistance, which means, of course, Pacifica's technical staff being strengthened and its resources being enhanced so that it can respond to the needs of technical needs of affiliates in a more expeditious and timely fashion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Fia. Would anyone else like to ask Fia a question?
Yeah, Carolyn, I'm affected.
Yes, go ahead, Carolyn.
I'm wondering, Fia, we hear so much about what the affiliates could get or do get from Pacifica, but some of them are very advanced technologically. Is there any way that we can tap into in one website or what the affiliates as a group are doing, or are our affiliates not accessible that way as a group, meaning our affiliates? But the individual stations, of course, have their websites, courses. But is there a common meeting ground somewhere on the Internet?
Affiliates are very anxious to have greater exchange and interchange with the affiliates network and with the PNV, which has been my focus over the past 12 months has been to increase the opportunities for communication with the PNV. I think that the coming, that the next period is to enhance the opportunities for interchange among producers and talent, both on the affiliate side and on the Pacifica side, with the upgrading of audio ports and the increase in the workspace that audio port provides, that opportunity will be increased and the exchange will become more effective. There are other considerations, the various stations that have internships, which can also serve as exchange programs, especially for small stations. As some of you may know, the low-power FM bill passed in the House on Wednesday. It's expected to pass in the Senate and to be signed by the President, which will result in hundreds more low-power FM stations. And the internship programs that Pacifica stations offer, not only to their local people who will volunteer in the network, but also to low-power FM stations and community people who will be, for the first time, becoming exposed to radio and training them on how to develop content and in that process to do exchange is an opportunity that will have great significance in very short order. There's already an exchange that goes on conversations, and I think Sprouts is probably the best example of the exchange of programming from affiliates to Pacifica.
Thanks, Ifia. Is there anyone else who'd like to ask a question? Nobody out there? Sean, where are we on time?
You have 16 minutes and 35 seconds.
Okay, that can't be. The total time was going to be 20 minutes for you.
Oh, was it 20? I had it down for 30 minutes. I just knocked 10 off that, and you have 6.27, and I apologize for the error.
Okay, thanks, Sean. All righty. If anyone else like to ask Ifea a question?
Grace, this is Dave. I just want to be noted that I joined the call.
Oh, okay, Dave. Do you have a question for Ifea? It's her 20 minutes.
No, I just want to thank her for being on the task force, and I enjoyed working with her this past year.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Ifea, what do you feel you've been able to achieve by being on the PNB?
Well, I think that the affiliates have a level of visibility that it's not enjoyed previously. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two is that a primary goal had been to establish a freestanding or at least identifiable budget for the affiliate program. We've clearly done that. The third thing would be to establish opportunities for communication between affiliates and the PNB and the board. And while it has not, we've not had the level of participation, actual participation that I like. We have had opened up the opportunities, and we have had greater exchange between PNB reps, affiliate reps, and affiliates than we've had previously. Hello? Yes?
Yes, that sounds like a strange voice. Sorry, Fia. Why don't you continue?
Okay. In addition to that, we've also been able to get draw attention to the demand. To the repeated request of affiliates that AudioPort be upgraded in order to meet the needs of the affiliates and to facilitate greater interaction and exchange with the with one another and with the network of the affiliate stations. I think that in addition to that, the task force has begun to wrestle with the questions of what is the role of the task force. And how does how to reconcile the theory of Pacifica and the practice of Pacifica as it relates to the task force and as it relates to the affiliates? And as I said a moment ago, while it's been at points rocky, and I anticipate continued points of contention, we have been able to at least begin to discuss the question, and we have queries that we've already submitted what we think are appropriate formations in the organization, from the governance committee to human resources to affiliates themselves, in order to bring all of the related parties to the table in order to come up with a reasoned reconciliation of the inconsistencies that that appear to exist, as well as the competing interests that are built into the various guidelines, the bylaws, state law.
Wendy
law
on the stack. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Thanks, Ifea. I assume you were just about ending that thought?
Yes.
Okay. I think we have just time for Wendy, and that'll be it. Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay. Thanks, Sophia. I understand a little bit of what you're talking about. It's always sort of a little bit different for affiliates directors than it is for PNB directors. You know, you are attempting to represent more than 100 stations that are all completely different, and many of whom don't participate and give any guidance at all. And then you're, well, I guess what my question is you're, what I consider, you're also, sorry, it's not a question yet. You're also, but you're director of the Pacifica Foundation. So in my opinion, your primary goal is to protect the Pacifica Foundation, you know, and your fiduciary responsibility and everything. So it's a little bit trickier for affiliates directors than it is for us station directors, I think. I don't know, although I do consider myself representing affiliates, too, in my position. But one thing that I haven't heard you mention in all this conversation is the affiliates coordinator at Pacifica, our staff member, who is in charge of the affiliates program, and so I'm just curious as to are you able in, have you been able to support that position and work with the affiliates coordinator?
Two points. First of all, that you're right that the balancing of the responsibilities, roles and responsibilities as a PNB director and an affiliate representative is a, I think you used the word trickier. It's certainly sensitive. It's a very sensitive balance. And so the question becomes, not only how I perceive that responsibility, but how I apply it. It is my belief that the best relationship, or it is in the best interest, in our best interest, our being the affiliates, to have a strong and healthy Pacifica. Again, as I said earlier, a great many of us come to Pacifica because Pacifica provides content that many of us are not able to produce for ourselves. In addition to that, it provides opportunities for upgrading and strengthening our stations and the programming that we provide, which allows us to realize our responsibility as community radio stations. What we do in exchange with Pacifica is that we enhance Pacifica's footprint and we ensure Pacifica's realization of its larger mission, which is to the extent that Internet stations are included, to cover the globe with progressive radio programming that is both informative and entertaining, or as some folk put it, edutaining. To the degree that we, meaning the staff, and I and other affiliates have been able to reconcile that, we have been able to move forward. To the degree that we have not been able to come to a resolution, we have continued discussion. I think that, as I said earlier, the relationship between the affiliates program and the affiliates and Pacifica and its reconciling of the theory of Pacifica and the practice of Pacifica as it has gone on throughout Pacifica, as represented by the elections, the reconciliation of the inconsistencies in the bylaws, is also happening with the affiliates. So in the same, at the same time that Pacifica is working out its internal inconsistencies, that the affiliates program is doing the very same, engaged in that very same process. Clearly, as an affiliate, it is in our best interest to have as strong and effective an affiliates program as possible within the mandate that is the Pacifica mission.
Thank you very much, Ifea.
We are at time by about 5 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, Wendy, why don't you explain to everybody how we're all going to vote for the nominees, for the person we, two people we wish to have serve as affiliate directors on the PNB.
And Madam Chair, just helped her timer out here. On the agenda, it said 30 minutes for all of this and wasn't divided up. Am I to assume that Wendy gets 10 minutes?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I don't think she'll need that.
Yeah, I'm hoping I won't need that, too. I sent a proposed process out to the board earlier tonight, and I'll just go ahead and read it. And just to remind everybody, we have five candidates for two seats. So this is just, since the PNB voted at a couple of meetings ago to have this election, that we would, rather than mailing in the ballots in the U.S. Postal Service during Christmas time, we would send email ballots. And I'm proposing that we leave a week for the ballots to be received. So here's what I wrote in this email. It says, only voting members of the PNB that are not current affiliates directors will be allowed to vote. Voting will be via attachment to email. And I'm asking that we send our emails to Christine in the national office. So we would send these emails, and we would put an attachment with the email, like I said, by next Sunday. I gave it till 11:59 Pacific time, almost midnight next Sunday. Ballot
Wendy?
Will be a, yeah?
It's Arlene. Could I tell you that Chris is on vacation until the following Tuesday?
Oh.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I should have asked you about this, actually. Hi, Arlene. Well, then, do you think it would be okay if we just, her email could sit there and compile during this time, and
sure.
What if we made, well, the deadline will still be the same day.
Okay.
Let's just say that. They'd be received this same day, but then I'll just ask the ballot counting when I get to that part that they not come until after Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. All right. So thank you. I'm sorry I didn't clear this with you before I suggested it. It just seemed like she's a neutral person. And
yeah, it's a good – I agree with you there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, so that'll still be the same then. The deadline for ballots will be almost midnight next Sunday. And what we'll do is we'll – make it a Word document or whatever your text editor is. It'll be a text file, and it'll say nothing but the candidates' names and a blank space to put their ranking with no identifying information on the voter. Only the names of the five candidates who have qualified for election by submitting all of the required documentation to the PNB before the deadline of November 15, 2009, as per Pacifica bylaws, which I quote at the bottom of this email. So the candidates are David Beaton, Jim Bennett, John Murphy, Ifeo Wangaza, David Packman. Board members will assign rankings of 1 through 5 next to each name. For example, the first choice would receive a number 1, second choice a number 2, etc. And return ballots via email attachment. Again, I give Christine's email address and the deadline. Christine will print each ballot on a separate page. After she gets back from vacation... Christine will print each ballot on a separate page and hold in a secure place. Les Radke, I've called him and asked him if he'd be willing to do this, and he said, sure, no problem. Les will invite other directors and or LSB members from the KPFA signal area to come with him and observe. He'll pick up the ballots from Christine and tally via STV, single transferable vote. Les Radke will present the results to the PNB via email along with the documentation that supports it, and he will also, he asked me to, you know, send us instructions on how to do this ourselves. So I enclosed a sample ballot, and all it is each person's name with a line next to it. There's just, remember, if we send it as an attachment and they get printed out, then they become anonymous again, and we shouldn't have to worry about that. So I'm moving this as a motion, and hoping somebody will second it.
Second!
Oh, second and third. Thank you.
Susan!
Okay.
All right. Is there any objection to Wendy's motion?
I just have a question, a point of clarification.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure. Wendy, you know, when you talk about Word documents and text files, are you saying we can send in a Word document and she'll print it out with no identification, or should we send it as a, what do they call it, a text? I got to look at my machine here to tell you. Yeah, text edit file.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind. If you have a Mac, it's called TextEdit or RTF, or if you have Word on your Mac, it's .doc. It doesn't really matter. It just has to be a text file, okay?
Yeah.
The thing is, it's an attachment. You send it with your email so that you can they can verify that you're allowed to vote.
Right, okay.
All of us are directors. They have a list of who are directors, and so it will say your name on the email, but this will be an attached file that doesn't have your name on it. That just has the choices and what your votes are, and then they print it out at the time. They keep them all in a folder,
okay.
And then some Les will come and pick them up and tally them. And I'm hoping, I know Bonnie had volunteered to help with this before.
Yeah.
And I maybe if Bonnie and Joe or any, it could be anybody, but just as a couple of witnesses.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now we know it'll be after Tuesday because Chris won't even be there.
Okay, very good.
You know what I might suggest, Wendy, is just to make sure that Christine has the list of people who are eligible to vote. So
yeah.
When she opens the emails to take the text files off,
yeah,
she can just verify that those are the right people.
Okay, well, I guess I could write that up if you guys...
Good.
One more question that just came to mind, because STV voting always gives me a headache.
Yeah.
Do we have to vote for all five, or can we vote for two or three, or what's the...
You vote for however many you want. Yeah, I mean, you have the option to vote for up to five. I guess I'll say that, up to five.
Okay.
But yeah, you don't have to vote for five or four. I suggest you vote for at least one through three, because they might be able, you know... Do it however you want.
Thank you.
You can vote for one person if you want. I don't suggest it, but you could.
Okay.
Wendy, I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you saying that we can make up our own ballots? Because the one you sent, the attachment you sent, I can't open. So we can just make...
Okay.
Yeah,
you could. I just put them... What I did was put them in alphabetical order.
Right.
And yeah, you could. I wonder, so you can't open Word docs?
I can't open attachment.
You can't open Word docs, Jim?
Yeah, I can, but I can't open this attachment.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wendy, if that be the case, can you put the names of the candidates in the email?
Yeah.
So we can just copy and...
Yeah, but just remember to do it how I'm saying, to put it on a separate file.
Yeah, but if we can't open it, then we just copy and paste.
Okay, you know, I could send another one with a simpler text file kind of thing. I'll send it again during this meeting.
It'll be counted whether you use Wendy's format or not. Just make it clear who you want to be as your first choice, second choice, third choice, fourth choice, and fifth choice, if you wish to give five choices, otherwise your first three, whichever. But just make it clear. Put the name and what choice, what ranking you're giving the person.
You can vote for two if you want, but it's... Go ahead.
Okay. My suggestion was, I mean, I don't remember the names. I don't know these people. So if we had the names in the email, then we can copy and paste them and choose one or two or none at all.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll send you the names right now.
They are in the email.
And last,
Last week, Wendy, a week and a half ago, Wendy was kind enough to send us all the resumes and applications from all the candidates. So if you just search your email for Wendy's emails to you, you will see all the information. And, of course, we would all strongly suggest that you read the as much as you can about the candidates.
Grace?
Yeah.
Somebody just said it, and it reminds me. The email that I sent suggesting the process also lists all the people's names in it already in the body of the email, and
okay,
then
okay.
I attached a sample ballot as well.
So
I don't think I need to send another one.
Oh, good.
Well,
okay,
I can send it again
good.
Just to make it be at the top of your email.
Okay. All right, very good. So we have a process all figured out. You can always email Wendy, or you can email me if you have any questions later.
Right, point of information?
Yes.
I apologize. What is the email to where we have to send it? What is Christine's email?
It's Christine
at Pacifica.org.
Great. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Great.
Send the email that Wendy sent out.
I'm sending it again.
Okay, I didn't see that part. My email was blank.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Now we're going to move on to the next thing on the agenda.
There it is. Never mind. Got it.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to move on to the next thing on the agenda, which is, Arlene, do you have an executive director report for us?
Obviously, I've only been here for a couple of weeks, so it's fairly limited, but let me just give you a little bit of a summary. Of course, I've spent much of my time just getting to know the office, the people, and some of the procedures, and I still have a long ways to go there. But I have begun to talk with LeVarin about establishing the monthly financial reports, and we're going to meet Monday for the first time to meet on that, and then we'll be working on that further when we're both here in January. I've also worked with KPFA on an issue regarding their Heath check, and also with LeVarin and with Ricardo on that particular issue. And I've worked with KPFA on responding to some of the emails and issues regarding staff cuts. I've worked with LeVarin and Grace on the interim executive director situation at BAI. And also, Grace and I have worked on the end-of-the-year letter. I want to thank Grace for all the work that she's done on that, and it's now at the mailhouse and should be out very quickly. I've also worked with Ursula on the affiliates program and met with Brian on the archives. So that's what I've done in the last couple of weeks. I will be in the office on Monday. On Tuesday, I will be flying back to Florida, so I'll be out of contact, but then from Wednesday through January 4th, you can reach me by email or by telephone. I think you all have my cell phone. If you don't, I'll be happy to repeat it. It's 510.
No, no, no.
Don't do it on a
public call.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you. But you can call me on my cell phone or at my Florida number.
Okay.
And then I'll be back in the office permanently starting on January 6th.
Great. Okay, are there questions for Arlene?
Well, can I just clarify something? So, Arlene, you do know that all these calls are streamed live on the Internet. I just want to make sure you
yes,
know
I
that.
Yes, I did, and I just admit I wasn't thinking because it's not something that I'm used to. So
I know. That's why I just want to repeat it. So we also record it and archive it forever. So
That's good.
Cool. All right.
Okay, any other questions for Arlene?
Yeah, this is George.
Go ahead, George.
Arlene, are you satisfied that the budget cuts at KPFA are sufficient to be within the budget guidelines, the approved budget, and also do you think the process by which they were made was satisfactory?
As nearly as I can tell, the process has been satisfactory. In terms of whether they're totally satisfactory, I can't tell you that until LeVarin and I sit down with Lem and actually go through the budget piece by piece. And we have to live within our income.
Thank you.
Okay. Another question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead. Arlene, when you attended the Affiliates Task Force meeting for this month, you indicated that you were prepared to continue the discussions that we were having with regard to the affiliates budget, and I'm anxious to do, in fact, continue that. So that discussion, and whether or not it we'll have time to do it before you go on vacation, or we'll continue it when you come back at the beginning of the year.
Well, I'm actually not going to be on vacation per se. So, you know, it could be that there'd be something during that period of time. We could, you know, the only time I have before I leave is Monday. Tuesday I will be out of contact because I do have a long trip on Tuesday. But then between then and my flight back, I'm available. I'm also available as soon as I get back to the office on the 6th.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes,
Leslie.
I'd like a follow-up to that question.
Okay, go ahead, Isia.
Whether or not you currently have a meeting scheduled with Ursula, and if so, if we can, I can join you at that time, or do we need to schedule?
We can set something up, but it will have to be after Ursula gets back into the country, and she won't be back until after New Year's. She is on vacation right now.
Okay.
So in order to, you know, have an effective meeting with you, Ursula, let's say Laverne and me, it would need to be, I guess, after, you know, after January 6th.
Very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Arlene. And
hi, Leslie.
If I haven't welcomed you three times, let me make this the third.
Okay, thank you. I think you have a couple of times, and I appreciate it.
I have a concern around KPFK that there are some off-budget major purchases being made, and I was just hoping that you and Laverne, when you sat down on Monday, would take a look at those also.
That's at KPFK?
Yes.
Okay.
And when you do, I'd like your feedback on those.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other questions for?
Can I ask a question?
Sure, Lizette.
Related to that, how soon do you think you can get that information to the last question, and where would you send the feedback?
Arlene?
I heard your question, and to be perfectly honest, I'm not aware enough of exactly what our procedures are to be able to answer that, whether that would be something that should come back to the entire board or, you know, Leslie ask the question. Perhaps you can guide me.
Okay.
I mean, it would be determined by how soon you can get the information, because I think this board, the life ends sometime in January. So I was wondering how soon you can get that information.
We can begin to work on it on Monday, but how soon we can get it, I can't guarantee you until I find out what I'm diving into.
All right.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Arlene? Hearing none. Thank you very much, Arlene. And
I just would like to add one thing, and that is thanks to everyone for your welcoming response. And I'm trying to dive in full speed ahead. I kind of expected the first 2 weeks to be mainly observation, but circumstances dictated that I've had to jump in and make some decisions, and so I've done that.
Yay.
Great. Okay, thank you very much, Arlene.
Thank you, Grace.
You're welcome. Next thing on the agenda is a CFO report and question and answer, but I believe Laverne is not on the call.
I think that Laverne got stuck in the snowstorm and is caught in transit, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. That's what somebody mentioned at the beginning of the call.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is it possible for Jamie to make any comments?
You know, that's inappropriate right now, Sherry. If he wishes to, he can incorporate that in the Finance Committee report. And we will move on to the next thing on the agenda. And we'll, if Laverne comes on the call, is able to come on the call, if there's a chance of that, we'll put her in whenever she comes on the call. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the A.C. Byrd and Jim Brown put a motion on the agenda to rescind the following resolution adopted December 11th, 2009, and the wording of the resolution is, the PNB finds the attempted removal of Billy Ray Edwards, Lizette King, and Eve Point du Jour from the WPFW Board of Delegates to be not well taken. Okay, so would either, which one of you, AC or Jim, would you like to motivate this motion to rescind? Are either of you on the call?
Yeah, Jim is here. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
Is AC on the call? No?
AC, are you there?
Okay. It appears that AC is not on the call. Would you like to carry this yourself, Jim, or would you like to postpone it to another time?
If we can move it down in the agenda, we'll be fine today, but I want to make sure that AC has input.
Okay.
Possible?
Sure. Jim would like to put this further down on the agenda. Is there anyone who would second that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing this to later on in the agenda?
Billy Ray.
Okay, Billy Ray. Is there any other objection to postponing, moving this lower down on the agenda?
Yeah. Yes, George.
Okay, so why don't we take changing the agenda actually needs a two-thirds vote, so we can vote on this now, or if you wish, Jim, you could postpone this agenda item to the next meeting. Would that take a, that would be a motion to postpone is debatable. And I believe postponing it to a later meeting would only take a majority vote. Is that correct, George?
That's correct.
Okay, so you have a choice, Jim. If you want this to, you want to change the agenda at this point by moving this further down on the agenda, that would take a two-thirds vote. Or you can postpone it to a to the next meeting.
When's the next meeting?
Next meeting? Okay. Is there a second for that?
I said, when is the next meeting?
When is the next meeting? I don't know at this point.
But it would be before the in person?
Yes.
It would?
Yes, it would be before the in person meeting.
I second that. This is Mia.
Yeah.
Jim?
Then I could put it to the next meeting.
Okay. All right. So is there any objection to postponing this agenda item?
Billy Ray.
Okay. Is there any other objection to postponing this to the next meeting?
Yeah.
Hearing none, why don't we...
There was one, and I'll make one also.
Yes,
okay.
Carolyn, too, please.
All right, so why don't we just take a roll call vote on the motion to postpone this till the next meeting. If this fails, we will take this up now, whether AC is on the call or not. Go ahead. Richard?
Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes, but...
Andrea Turner?
Pass.
What was that?
Andrea?
She passed.
That was a pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe Gonzalez? Joe Gonzalez?